with us, Robert DeLong. Appreciate you coming to hang out with us for a little bit.
Yo, thanks for having me.
How'd you enjoy your set over there on the Boom Boom tent?
Oh, it was amazing. It was great. Full tent and it was real hot.
Real hot. So this is like your second or third shirt of the day, huh?
Right, yeah.
You got to bring extras when you're down here for that. Now, you hail from the Seattle area. Now, that's a music-rich area. We've got our Muscle Shoals, and there's a lot of new music coming out of Texas, but, I mean, Seattle, just crazy music-rich area.
Totally, yeah. Growing up, I mean, you know, when I was in high school, it was a lot of the, you know, cool stuff going on, like, you know, Death Cab and Modest Mouse that all, you know, kind of blew up right after that, and so, yeah, it was a cool scene at the time, and then I moved to L.A., and I've lived there ever since, so, yeah.
Heck yeah. Now, apparently from what I've heard, you took your love of at least percussion initially from your father, right? He was a drummer?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my dad was a drummer. And so I was just around music all, you know, since birth, basically, you know, and I've been playing drums since I was about 10. And that was kind of my start in this whole thing. So, yeah.
Heck yeah. That's always going to go kind of one way or the other. Like, dad does it, so I'm going to end up doing it. Or dad does it, so I'm absolutely not going to do that.
Well, I like my dad, so it worked out.
Hey, that is nice. That works out well when you like your parents. Now, you kind of have a weird mix of, I don't know how people would describe it, alt and electronica and stuff like that, but what is your first love? What was the music you were listening to and said, this is why I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to get into music for?
You know, I mean, I've always had a pretty eclectic taste in music. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of stuff like, a lot of the new jazz stuff like Pat Metheny and stuff growing up, and then later on, you know, got into punk music, and then later, you know, alternative indie music, and all through that, you know, I was a computer nerd, and so it just kind of made sense for me to get into electronic music, and now I've kind of created a fusion of all those things together, so yeah.
It is crazy how much the technology plays into it now. It used to be that the technology was a precursor, it helped it. We have technology, we can broadcast it, we can record it, but now, I mean, you like to mix in a lot of weird, interesting things, Wii controllers and the MIDIs and stuff like that. You said you're a big nerd. Are you big into the video games?
You know, it's funny. I use video game controllers on stage. You know, I use gamepads, Wii remotes. I use, like a driving, wheel for video games and stuff on stage. But, you know, it's funny. I don't play really any video games anymore.
Do you have any time for it?
Not really, no.
No, I don't imagine. That's funny because I always say I have a PlayStation. I use it for a million things except for playing video games. Well, that's cool, man. What about, I know you said it's hot here. Have you been here before, though? Have you been to Gulf Shores, the Alabama area, the Gulf Coast?
Yeah, actually, you know, I came to hang out last year, and my luggage didn't show up. The airlines lost my luggage, so I wasn't able to play. So I got to hang out. But this year, I actually got to play, and it was great. So it worked out.
Well, if there's one place on Earth where forgetting your clothes isn't a big deal, it's down here on the beach.
Right, yeah. You know, I have a lot of proprietary gear and stuff, so it was, like, really sad at the time. But then, you know, then I had a couple drinks, hung out on the sand, and that wasn't so bad.
It's hard to stay in a bad mood for too long down here, for sure. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you got to actually come back and play for a change, but it was nice that you got to hang out. Who did you see this year? Was there anybody you were excited about seeing?
You know, I haven't seen anybody yet. You know, I've just been, basically, we drove in, played my set, and I've had interviews since, and now I'm going to go see, you know, I caught a little bit of St. Lucia, and we've toured a lot together, so they're really cool, and definitely catch back tonight, and then see what else I see on the way. So,
hell yeah. What's the deal with the, you know, I know a lot of times it's the X or the other markings or whatever. What's with that? It looks tribal almost.
Yeah, well, the face painting thing, it just started with my beautiful girlfriend and her friends would show up at my shows and get their faces painted just because that was something they did. It was kind of a fun thing for them to do at shows, and then other people were like, hey, I want that. And so it kind of just kind of blossomed into something that became really associated with me. And then, yeah, over time, you know, she started doing this X thing on my face, my headphones a lot, and that kind of became my symbol. And it wasn't really, unfortunately, no good meaning behind it.
It's nice to get sort of a visceral response from people where they can actually, you look down in the audience, you're like, yeah, okay, they came for me for sure. You know, they didn't just swing by the Boom Boom tent and hear something cool.
Totally. Yeah, no, it's good. And, you know, it helps people kind of loosen up and get in the party zone, which is what it's all about. So,
heck yeah. Well, we appreciate you making the time to come over and hang out with us for a little bit. Love seeing you live over on the stage. And we hope you have a lot of fun while you're here at Hangout Fest.
Heck yeah, dudes. Good times.